Sugya machlokes between Ula and Rabbi Yochanan. According to Ula, when we have a situation of Malkus and Mammon, the rule is kol mishalem ein eloke. Gemara originally wanted to explain that Ula learns it out either from Chovel or from Eidim Zomimin. The Gemara ends up saying we can't learn it from Chovel or Eidim Zomimin or the combination of the two. Rather, Ula learns it out from Xavier Shava Tachas Tachas. It says by Ones Tachas Asheina, it says Tachas Ayin Tachas Ayin, and we know by Chovel Mishan Bein Alokas, so we know everywhere else as well. According to Rashi, everywhere means everywhere. According to Toso, specifically, it's by Ones. Ones and Mufata. According to Rav Yochanan, when you have a situation of Malkus and Mammon together, the rule is Loke ve'ena mishalim. How does Rabbi Yochanan know that? The Gemara explains that Kedei Shaso is the source that you can have both Chiyuv and Malkus and Mammon. And by the pasuk Kedei Shaso, it says Arboim Yakenu Lo Yosef. Right after Kedei Shaso, it says Arboim Yakenu. So we know that the Chiyuv that you get is Malkus, not Mammon. The Gemara goes on to say, however, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we have two exceptions. The case of Chovel and the case of Eidim Zomimin are exceptions to the rule. In the case of Eidim Zomimin, we have a ribui, and by Chovel we have a ribui, and we learn out from the various ribuyim, as the Gemara outlines, Yad V'Yad, or Ken Yinasin Bo, by Chovel, we know that the rule is Mishayim V'Ein Eloke. Okay, that's the Pasha Pshat in the Gemara. So before we get into the Tosfos, I wanted to point out a couple of things today. One, and then Mr. Shem tomorrow, another interesting inyan. Then we'll get into the Tosfos and on the sugya. So we started with the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Chovel, Perek Dalet Halacha Tes, has an interesting halacha, which the Minchas Chinuch agrees with the Tzarech Iyun. Very difficult Rambam. Minchas Chinuch is in Mem Tes. I had you take a look at it. The Rambam paskins the following: Hachovel v'chaveiro b'yom haKippurim afilu b'mezid chayiv b'tashlumin afal pi she'aver aveira shul chayiv aleihem malkus. So the case of the Rambam is someone is chovel v'yom haKippurim and he caused a hezek in his chavala, but here you have the problem that on the one hand there's a chiyuv tashlumin of chovel, but you also have a basis to mechayiv malkus because of the aveira of melacha b'yom haKippurim. He did a melacha, and as far as kimle v'drav minei of misa, so the only misa you have is kares. So the rule is, we hold like the Chachamim, not like Menachon ben Akana. So Kares is not going to pater from Tashlumin. According to Menachon ben Akana, for sure he won't have to pay because of the Kares of Yom Kippur. But here you don't have Mises base and you only have Kares. So that's why that wouldn't pater. But the problem that the Rambam is addressing is, but you have the Chi of Malkus for the Avera of Chovel B'Yom HaKippurim, for the Melacha. Says the Rambam, nonetheless, we won't say that the Malkus will pater from the Mammon. Rather, he has to pay. It says the Rambam, V'halo kol mechuyev Malkus v'tashlumin loka v'ena mishalim, she'en adam loka mishalim. The Rambam paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that the rule is loka v'ena mishalim. So how can I tell you over here, chayev v'tashlumin, ayah chayev Malkus? Says the Rambam, kachem hadvarim b'kol chutz mi'chovel b'chaveiro. This is the general rule, but we have an exception, the exception of chovel. Here you're talking about chovel b'chaveiro, and there the rule is shehu mishalim sharei b'feiro shrib satora chovel b'chaveiro l'tashlumin shenemar rak shibzayitin v'rapo yirapeh. The Rambam quotes that as the b'feiro shrib satora. The Rambam says because chovel is unique in that the Torah is marbe that you pay and you don't get malchus. So too, in this case, you won't get malchus, you pay. What's difficult about this Rambam? So the Minchas Chinuch wonders, doesn't understand the Rambam. L'chayra, what's the case of our Gemara? What's the context of our Gemara of the famous strips of Torah, Chovel v'chavero tashum? We're talking about a classic case of Chovel v'chavero. So he assaulted the other person physically. And in this act of Chovel, there's a basis to Mechayiv Malkus and a basis to Mechayiv Mamon. In the very same act, there's a basis for the Chiyiv Malkus because of the Avera of Lo Yosef. That's a lav in the Torah. And if there's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, you get Malkus. So every Chovel has Malkus because of Lo Yosef. And then there's also a Chiyiv Mamon for causing the hezek, causing the injury. Now the question is, you have both, you have one, which one? And here you have the Xeris HaKasav, the Fereshim Satorah, that you get Mamon and not Malkus. So the case of Malkus by Chovel will only be in a case of HaKas She'en Bashavapruta, like we saw in the Gemara. But if there's a Shavapruta, then the Chi of Mamon will pater the Chi of Malkus. That's what the Torah is telling us. That's what we have in our sugya. So that's specifically the mamon, the tashlumei chavala, the tashlumin of Chovel, vis-a-vis the malchus of Chovel. What is unique in the Rambam? The Rambam is applying that notion of the Fereshim Satorah, not just if we're talking about the mamon of tashlumin of Chovel, vis-a-vis the malchus of Chovel, of Lo Yosef. The Rambam is discussing the tashlumei chavala, vis-a-vis the malchus for another aver, for another lav, the lav of Yom Kippur. So the Minchas Chinuch wonders, he says, where did the Rambam get this? That there should be also the first ribs of Torah, that you won't get Malkus for whatever lav, like Yom Kippur, but you'll have to pay money. That's not what we're discussing in our sugya. L'chora nuchalomar, that's the very beginning of Siman Memtah, said Minchas Chinuch. Davka machmas lav dechovel, baha goli rachmana. What do you see in the Fereshim Satorah? You see what you see. You can't extrapolate more than that. We're discussing the context of Chovel itself. Mach maslav de Chovel, b'hal goli rachmana, di alav ze ein lokin b'mokim tashlumin. Avum over old lab b'shasa chavala, kigon shechavala b'chavim b'yom tov yom kippurim, b'asa bo chavura. That's why it's a malach. If you made a chavura, obviously, the chayim malchus machlis yantef yom kippurim efshel lomar the loke vein mishalim kecho alavin shemischayim mamon the milka loki the behalo goli kraf. You can't extrapolate more than what you have. Of course, the Tosis and Sach, and this is again the Tosis we had earlier. Hecha de goli, he means hecha de goli goli, hecha de lo goli lo goli, has to do with the sugya that we had earlier. So remember, that's what that Tosis has to do with. Now, the Minchas Chinuch acknowledges something. The Rambam is not inventing the case. The Rambam is giving us a case that you find in the Mishnah Bava Kamma, correct? The Mishnah in a Perek HaChovel talks about a Chovel b'Yom HaKippurim, and it says Chayiv, Chayiv b'Kula. So what do you want from the Rambam? It's a Mishnah Bava Kamma. The Teretz is simple. The Mishnah Bava Kamma doesn't have to prove anything, because we don't know how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. For example, let's say there was no Hasra for the Malkus. So there's no Malkus. So we will see in the sugya later, there's a big Machokus of Yochanan Mish Lakish. If you have Chayve Malkus Shobigin, he's not going to get the Malkus, but he did an Avera of Malkus, so that's a Machokus. So Koytra of Yochanan, we see in our Gemara already, Asrubei versus Lo Asrubei. When does Malkus pater Mamon? Only if you're going to get the Malkus. If Asrubei, if Lo Asrubei, there's no din. The Shlokish argues. The Shlokish obviously would still have a problem here. In other words, it doesn't matter if it's Lo Asrubei. Because of Yochanan, it's simple. The Mishnah doesn't have to be discussing a case where you're getting the Malkus. The Mishnah can be discussing a case of Lo Asrubei. That's what the Minchas Chinuch goes on to say. So that wouldn't prove anything. Jod Chayvei Malkus Shogigin is not going to pater. So the Mishnah could be discussing a case where there's no Malkus, only no Asra. Avo Ba'asrubei Delokin Einu Muchach Mishnah Seinu. They came into Netosef Alav Lav Achia, says the Minchas Chinuch at the end of the paragraph. Efshe Delokin Kamo B'cho HaTorah Potem Et Hashlumin Delogo Likra Rak Alav Dechovel Avo Lav Achia. Yeah, and even according to Rish Lakish, there's a way out. There's a Tana, Rav Meir. We saw in the Mishnah also, by Yin Zalman, but Mark discusses later, that he holds Lokel Mishalem. He uses Kedei Rishasa for Misa and Malkus, so there's always a Tanner of Meir you can fall back on that says that you get Malkus and you pay. So the Mishnah could argue Meir. There's a lot of ways to wiggle out of the Mishnah. The problem is the Rambam, not the Mishnah. The Rambam says that the halacha is normally Lokel Vein Mishalem. And yet the Rambam says, Echova b'yom ha-kipurim mishalim vein aloka. And the Rambam asks the question, I, Loka vein mishalim, answers the Rambam, no, but we have a gzeras ha-kasa by Chovel that you pay and you don't get malchus. But the problem is, that gzeras ha-kasa seemingly is specific to the context of Chovel itself, where the malchus would have been the malchus of Lo Yosef, of Chovel. What gave the Rambam the right to extend this principle, this halacha, to a case where the Malkus is coming for a different lach? That's basically the problem that the Chinuch and then Yachronim raise on the Rambam. So, let's share the approach of the Hafla, which the Chinuch only gets to after a number of paragraphs. Shuv Ra'isi b'Hafla, he does quote it. The Hafla is a very interesting way to learn up in the Rambam. Basically, what you have to ask yourself is the following. What is it that the Torah is saying in Beferish Rib Satorah? What is it that makes Chovel unique? That Mishalim in Eloka, and let's discuss the case itself of Chovel, not leave the Rambam's case on the side. So understand, the Torah says Mishalim in Eloka. What is it specifically about Chovel that makes it different than everywhere else? So there really are two ways to understand it. And the way that I've explained it really is rooted in the Shaka Vitaria of the Gemara itself that we went through. In other words, you could discuss it from what perspective? There's the Tashumin of Chavala that the Torah says does not get bumped, does not get pushed aside. The Torah wants you to pay, notwithstanding the fact that there's a Malkus that should pater, but no, the Mammon is not going to be pushed aside. It's not going to be nidche because of the Malkus. So the focus of the Beferish Rib Satorah is on the Tashumi Chavola standing out and not letting itself be exempted. One way. Or you can focus it not on the perspective of the Tashumei Chavala not being pattered by the Malkus of the Lo Yosef, or rather on the Lo Yosef, on the Malkus of the Lo Yosef, that the Lo Yosef has a weakness to it that is not going to be able to do what typically a Lav of Malkus will do, namely to patter the Mammon. In other words, it's a function of the Lo Yosef, of the Malkus of the Lo Yosef, that the Lo Yosef, that Lav, is not going to pater the Mammon of Chavala. This is within Chavala itself. Right? One way to think about it is that Tashumi Chavala is not going to be pushed aside. The Torah wants you to pay and not be exempted from paying for Chavala. Or it's a function of the Lo Yosef, that the Lo Yosef, this Lav, doesn't have the power that ordinary Lav would have to pater from Tashumin. So therefore, the Mishalim ben Aloka, because the Loka will not pater, and if you have only choice of one punishment, Kedei Rishaso. So therefore, if this Malkus is not, if this Lav is not strong enough to pater the Mammon, then the Mammon, Mela, will be here and the Malkus won't. So is it that the Mammon is not nidche in pnei Malkus, or is it the Malkus is not doche the Mammon? Says the Afla, let's take it a step further. What would this seem to be totally in? So he says, in this sugya itself, you read the Gemara, and the Gemara discusses, why can't you learn out, according to Ula, it starts off, learn out from Chovel to everywhere, then should be Mishalim ben Aloka. So the Gemara says, well, it depends. What's the pircha? Depends on how you evaluate Mammon versus Malkus. Which is stronger? Which is chamor? Which is less chamor? So the Gemara seems to be not sure. Gemara's unsure about it. Namely, if you say that the mammon is a chumra, then you have to find a pircha in Chovel that only there you have this chumra of mammon and not malchus. If the mammon is lukua, then you have to find a pircha that only by Chovel there's the kula that you get the lighter punishment of mammon. So what's the pircha if it's lukumra? What's the pircha if it's lukula? Says the Gemara, if it's a pircha of mammon lukumra, then what is the pircha? Then ma'al Chovel shekein chayev b'chamisha dvar. So, maybe over there with this chamisha dvarim, that's exactly what she approaches. That's where the Torah imposes the severe punishment of mammon and not malchus. You can't learn anywhere else. Think about it. What kind of a pirch is that? In the malchus, in the lo Yosef, or in the tashlumin? In the tashlumin. So maybe the tashlumin chavala has that chumra that even though there's a malchus, you still have to pay because the mammon of chavala has that chumra of chamisha dvar. So then it's a function of the mammon being of a chumra in the mammon that the tashlumin doesn't get pushed away because of the malchus, because you see there's a chumra of chamisha dvar. That's if the pircha was mammon v'chumra. On the other hand, let's say mammon and malchus, mammon is a kula. Now you have to find a pircha that only here the Torah goes easy on you and says you can get away with the lighter punishment of mammon. So what's the kula? What's the pircha there? That chovel is different because shekein huta mechlolo. Shekein huta mechlolo, which means that the lav of Lo Yosef has a loophole to it, that Lo Yosef has heter, the way Pashup Shad it means that you can, Basin can give the malchus, the regular malchus, Basin's allowed to do it, Basin's mitzvah to do it. So that's a kule Lo Yosef. So now the pircha of mammon lekula is focusing on the malchus of Lo Yosef having a leniency. And therefore, only over there we say that the that you pay, you don't get malchus because of the leniency that you find by chovel in terms of the lav. So notice, if the mammon is lechumra, the focus of the pircha is in the tashlumin. If mammon is lekula, the focus of the pircha seems to be in the lav. Says the Afla, seemingly there's a tremendous nafkamina between whether we subscribe to mammon lechumra or mammon lekula. In other words, whether we look at a pircha of chovel makes chovel unique because of the tashlumei chavala having the chumra of chei devarim, or makes chovel unique in terms of the Lo Yosef having a kula of huta mechlala. Seemingly, the nafkamina, the litmus test, says the afla is the Rambam. Why? What do we have over here in the Rambam? A case of tashlumei chavala facing up to a malchus of a different order of Yom Kippur. Nope. If the reason of Mishalem Ben Aloka is defined in terms of the Tashlumei Chavala being distinct, being strong, that this Tashlumen doesn't get pushed aside, then we understand the Rambam very well. It doesn't matter whether the malchus is Lo Yosef or the malchus is Yom Kippur. What is it that the Torah is saying in the Beferesh Rabbis Torah? That the chumra of the mammon is such that the malchus can't patter it. The chumra of the mammon is defined as far as tashlumei chavala and chamisha dvar. So it doesn't matter whether it has to do with the malchus of Lo Yosef or the malchus of Yom Kippur. That's consistent with the Rambam. But on the other hand, if we would go with the other line of the Gemara, that mammon is considered a kula, now already it's different. Now we're thinking about the kuladika punishment, that the mammon doesn't get pattered. The Torah lets you off the hook with a smaller punishment with the mammon. Why? Because Lo Yosef, that lav is not so impressive. Lo Yosef is huta mechlalu, that's the kula of chavala. Now the kula is representing itself in terms of the lav of Lo Yosef. So the Lo Yosef will not patter the mammon. Okay, so the Lo Yosef has the kula of huta mechlalo, it won't patter the mammon, so that you get away with the lighter punishment of the mammon, because it can't get exempted by the Lo Yosef. because it has that kula in the Lo Yosef. Oh, but not once you're speaking about a lav of Yom Kippur. So now, in every way, you should patter the mammon with the lav of Yom Kippur. So if this cheshbon is a nice cheshbon, it sounds very nice, sounds very logical, then we sort of have a way to understand the Rambam, but we haven't really fully understood where the Rambam had the right to be machriya the shayla of the Gemara. In other words, the Gemara has a possibility of mammon l'chumra and mammon l'kula. The Gemara consists of those parts to cover its bases. Even by the Tzad HaShava, the Gemara says, Tzad Chomor, Tzad Kal, the end of the sugya, do we have a definitive resolution to this question? Is it mammon l'chumra l'kula? Not necessarily. Okay, there's a way around this, but just hang on a second. So, seemingly, there are still two possibilities in terms of understanding what lies within the Gzeres HaKasuv of Chogel. Is it a function of the mammon of Tashlumi Chavala not getting pushed away? Was it a function of the Lo Yosef not being able to patter the mammon? Seemingly, the nafgamina is the Rambam. But the Rambam assumed, apparently, one way over the other. The Rambam assumes that it's the Tashlumi Chavala that doesn't get pushed away because of whatever. Because of the effort of the Rambam, doesn't matter if it's Lo Yosef or it's Yom Kippur. But that seemingly is only true if you assume that Mammon is L'chumra, and then what unique about Chovel is the Chamisha Dvarim. But if you assume that Mammon is L'kula, then it should be a function of the Lo Yosef that doesn't patter the Mammon, but then a Yom Kippur Malkus should patter the Mammon. Wait, so there's another piece to this in the Hafla. That's what the Hafla begins to present. That's his first couple of lines, right? Seemingly, this Gemara, this suffix of the Gemara has a nafkamina. Nafkamina tuva ledina. Deim amonu l'chumra b'chovel, and ken afu echad d'chai malkus mitzad acher, kigon l'chov yom kippurim, yom tov yom kippurim, mishalim en aloke, chomer atashlumin. If Mona Lakula, Mishim Grey Salav the Chovel, Hutamachlolo, Bimakam Lavacher, Lokve Mishalim, Diminali Lakam Lavacher. Vini Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch Paskin that Misham Vena Loke. But now, why did the Rambam feel he can machriya this shot? So there's one other twist on this, which the Hafla mentions in the middle of the piece further down. It's the second word on the line. This is Lachora Hayanira. There's a lot of things back and forth that we haven't learned yet, but there's one line that's very interesting and very revealing in the middle. L'chora yinira denafke l'hu dekaimu l'andamon l'chumra from a Gemara Lamed Heyamid base. See, he wants to say that the Rambam had a right, a raya, to machriya the shayla of mon l'chumra and therefore to extrapolate to Yom Kippur from a Gemara Lamed Heyamid base. What is the Gemara discussing? A very interesting case. This case is actually the mirror case of the Rambam. What do I mean? The case of the Gemara, the Mefarish Rips of Torah, what do we have built into the case? The Mammon of Chovel, side by side with the Malkus of Chovel. Right? What's the case of the Rambam? The Mammon of Chovel, together with the Malkus of Yom Kippur. Now consider the following case. And you'll see the Gemara actually addresses it and tells us definitively what the din is. No, give me the mirror case of the Rambam. It's the Malkus of Chovel with Mammon of something else. Not Hesek, not Chovel. Monetary damage. It's not so hard to figure out a case. A person goes and hits his friend. And let's assume that there was no Shavapruta involved in terms of the person. Personal injury was no Shavapruta. But there is a Lo Yosef here for Malkus, because that's the din. If there's no Shavapruta, as we saw in the Gemara, for the Chovel, then there's a basis for Malkus. But at the same time that he assaulted the person, he ripped their garments.
What?
The same time that he assaulted the person, he ripped their clothing. This is a Gemara. So you have the Malkus of Chovel converging with a Chiyuv Mammon at the same time. This is a Gemara. You see the Gemara. Lamed Hey, Amid Beis on the top. The Gemara's context has to do with the case of Reish Lakish, not Nogea for us right now, that you have the possibility of Reish Lakish wanting to say that you can pater with, even if there's Losna Asrube, Losna Lo Asrube, whatever it is the Gemara is discussing, the Gemara says, Tneyu Inyan Lahakash Eimer Shabatruta. The Gemara wants to say that we'll work out a case of the Reish Lakish to try to learn out that there's a din of Chayvei Malkus Shogigin from a Gzeirah Shava that we link Misa to Malkus, and just like Misa patters the Lo Asura, so too Malkus does the same. And the Gemara says, what's the case that we're discussing? That we're going to have a case of Hakah that will patter from Tashumin. So the Gemara says, well, what case is that? If it's a case where there's a Shava Pruta, then there is Tashlumin. And Chovel's, the din is that you pay and you don't get Malkus. So that can't be what you're supposed to have in mind. The Gemara says, okay, well, Tenei Linyin Lakosh Eimba Shava Pruta. So we're going to try to imagine that the Gzeirah Shava that discusses Malkus will have to be relevant for a case where there would be no Tashlumin. Says the Gemara, no, so for how about Tashlumin who? So what's get the pater? What would you say? The Malkus will pater Mammon. What Mammon is it to pater? Anyway, there's no Mammon. So you don't need to come on to a new din of a Hekish that just like Misa paters Mammon whether or not there's Hasra or not, so too Malkus paters Mammon whether or not there's Hasra. There's no Mammon anyway to speak about. So what case can you be talking about? And this is what we need to know. This case, the Gemara just takes for granted that it's a real case of patering Mammon. What's the case? I'm thinking about top line, Rameh and Beis, Lo Tzvicha, De Bahadi De Machye. At the same time that he's striking him, what else did he do? Karashi Royan Delay. He ripped his clothing. And what will be the point? That the Malkus of Lo Yosef will pater the Mammon of the Hezek, of the damages. And here Reish Lakish has his way of extending it to even if there was no Asra. That's where Reish Lakish takes a step further and holds even with Asra. But that's where the issue is relevant. So now, in terms of our discussion, you see explicitly this Gemara that the Gemara takes for granted that if you have a Lo Yosef of Chavala without Shavapruta, just there's a Malkus here to get whether there was Asra or not Asra, that's a separate category. Let's assume there was Asra. But it's a double pasha to the Gemara that the Malkus, the Din Malkus of Lo Yosef, when there would be no Shavapruta of injury, would patter from the Chi of Nezikin that was incurred at the same time. So the Tashumin is not a Tashumin of Chavala. The Tashumin is the Tashumin of Nezikin, of Mammon. And the Malkus is a Lo Yosef. And the Gemara takes for granted that the Malkus of Lo Yosef, the Lo Yosef, will pater the Chi of Mammon of Hezek. Says the Hafla, maybe the Rambam saw in this Gemara a raya to Machria the Shaila of the Gemara here, of which is it that's, is it Mammon L'chum or Mammon L'kula? What makes Chovel unique? Is it a function of the Mammon Tashumi Chavala that doesn't get patterned, or a function of the Lo Yosef that doesn't pattern? Which way do we go? So the Nafkamina is in the Rambam's case, but seemingly Nafkamina would be in the other direction in this case. Because what do I have over here to patter? I have a Lo Yosef, but I have not Tashumi Chavala, but Tashumi Hezek. And the Gemara says that the Lo Yosef will pater. So what does that indicate? The fact that you say Lo Kaveinu Mishalim. So which way is it? That the Mammon is?
Overrided.
The Mammon is? Think. That the Mammon is a Chumrah, that the Tashumi Chavala doesn't get pushed away because of the nature of Chamisha Dvarim, and therefore that's why Lo Yosef will not pater the Tashumi Chavala. But if we're discussing not Tashumi Chavala, but Tashumi Nezikin B'Alma, like ripping clothing, so then the Lo Yosef has every way, every ability to pater. it's not a deficiency in the love of Lo Yosef because it's Huta Mechlolo. If that were the pshat, if Mammon is Lekula and the Pircha would be that the Lo Yosef is Huta Mechlolo, then what should follow in the case of the Gemara? That the Lo Yosef should not have the ability to patra the Nezikin. The Gemara says Davar Pashut, that the love of Lo Yosef by Embo Shavaputa will patra the Chi of Nezikin. Yes, Shwakish talked about that case, and he learned that even without Hasra. But it's clear to the Gemara that the Lo Yosef can patter the Chiv Nezikin. What can happen is to patter the Teshumi Chavala. So what is it unique about Chavala? The Teshumi Chavala. So in the same way that you see in the Gemara that you assume that it's the Mammon that's the Chumra, and the Pircha would be, that's how you explain the Gemara, because it's the Teshumi Chavala that's unique, and Mamona must be the Chumra. And that's why Lo Yosef could patter other mammon. It's just that the mammon chavol can't be pushed away, can't be exempted. So the Rambam saw from that, in his case, in the other direction, that if you have tashumi chavol facing with another lav, so the other lav, Yom Kippur, will not patter the mammon of tashumi chavol. For you have your mishav ben alok. Yeah, then he goes on to be doche the raya because it's Rishlakish for sure holds mammon l'chumra, but we don't know for us. That's his own cheshbon. But the logic is very interesting. The comes out according to Afla, there's two possible ways to understand the Beferish Rib Satorah, whether it's a function of the Tashumi Chavola not getting patterned or a function of the Lo Yosef not being able to patter. And that's totally in the two Pirchas in the Gemara, whether when you say mammon l'chumra, then it's a function of the Tashumi Chavola being chamur, or a function of Mamona Lakula, in which case it's the Lo Yosef being Kal. There'll be two nafkaminas that will flow from that. One would be in the Rambam's case, where it's Tashkumi Chavola facing against another Lav, not Lo Yosef. In that case, the Rambam's psak would be consistent with assuming that it's Tashkumi Chavola that can't get patterned because of its Chumra, that the Torah wants that Tashkumi to always exist and not be pushed away by any Malkus, not just the Lo Yosef. Shouldn't matter what Malkus, what the Lav is. And so too in the Gemara, in the other direction, if you have the Lo Yosef against a different Tashuam in Ad Chavala, then the Lo Yosef will be able to patter the other Nezikin, because it's not Tashuam in Chavala. It's in the Lo Kavein Mishale. Were we to assume that it's a function of the Lo Yosef, Mamona Lakula, that it should be in the Gemara's case, should come out that the Lo Yosef should not patter the Nezikin. And it should come out in the Rambam's case that you should actually have, according to the Rambam, the case over there, it's not Lo Yosef. So then the Yom Kippur should patter the Mama of Chavala. But you see otherwise. The Rambam says that the Tashlum in Chavala is not going to be exempted even in the face of Yom Kippur. Maybe that's consistent with the Gemara that the Lo Yosef will patter other Tashlum. That's more or less the Cheshbon of the Hafla, quoted finally by the Minchas Chinuch, right? After he's been followed by many, many paragraphs, Shuvra Isi Bafla, and he quotes this point. Yeah, well, yeah.
So just clarify. So in general, the Rambam generally holds that the din like Rabbi Yochanan that lo kaveinu misham yeh malchus. The reason I would think is because mammon in general is more makel than malchus. And just the exception over here by Chavala, the Chavala here because the Chamisha Dvarim, that gives it more, makes it the mammon more chamor, and therefore it should apply to by Chavala and everywhere else also.
What is it that defines Chavala's din as unique that you can't use that as a basis to learn anywhere else? So that could be a function of the mammon being chamor, and that's why it has the other chumra of Mishav and Eloka. Or it could be a function of the lav being kal, which is why it has the kula din of mishal ve'en aloka. That seems to be dependent on mamal chomor or mamal kula. And therefore, whatever I'll be machriya on that question will be revealing to us what it is that lies in this Beferish Rib Satorah, and what lies in Beferish Rib Satorah would impact on the case like the Rambam and seemingly the case of the Gemara.
But I'm saying the Chumra is only specific to Chavala, but all other Mamonos in general, the Rambam would say the Mamon in general would be more makel.
No. Mamon, the issue of Mamon Chumra Kura is not about Mamon Chavala. No, I don't think so. Pashup Shat, Mishalim, and Loka, what Tashulim, it could be there's a sheet that it says like you, that maybe Mamon Chumra is only because of the Mamon Chavala, maybe. But why do you have to say that way? This is an abstract question. Mamona l'chum, mamona l'chum. The Gemara raises two possibilities. We don't know what really the ins and outs of the shayla is, but that's a shayla Gemara. Mamona l'chum, mamona l'chum. Now, depending on what it is, so that would be the nature of what makes Chovel unique, that you can't learn out from there to anywhere else. So what lies in the first of Sotot? So the Gemara tells us, either because of the Hutta Machlo of the Lav, or the Chamishat Dvarim of Chovel. Depending on which one it is, now I know whether I can extend to the case of the Rabbim or not.
No, but the fact that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan in the end of the day, that he holds the Lokavina Masham, that's not mashm either way, whether he's Mamun of Lechul or
right,
Kamra.
So see, you're on to something very interesting. Here's why I want to sort of focus in on this for a second. If there's anything you can start quibbling with in Haflas Cheshbin, it's maybe this point that you're bringing in. So let's talk about that for a second. What is the assumption of the Haflah? I mean, tell me if that's what you meant, but I think it is. What's the assumption of the Haflah here? That at the end of the day, the Shaila of the... I mean, this much is correct. I think he's correct in the Cheshbin that the Rambam's Psak would obviously indicate that the nature of the Din of Chovel, that the Feir Shrib Satora, is about the Tashlumei Chavala. I mean, that's clear. And that's why it doesn't matter whether it's Malkus of Yosef or the Malkus of Yom Kippur. What I think you can start quibbling here is, but what does that depend on? So the Mafla says, on whether Mamona L'chumra or Mamona L'kula, Mamona Malkus. Because the Gemara uses the Pircha one way of Mamona L'chumra, Hamishad Barim, and the Pircha the other way of Huta Machlalo, Mamona L'kula. And therefore, he's wondering, has Ram know how to be machriya the shayla of mamanu chum and mamanu kula? Maybe the Ram was machriya from the Gemara later. Here, ready? I'm not sure, but let's consider the following. The issue of mamanu chum and mamanu kula is relevant at what point of the sugya? When we are discussing Ula, who holds Mishalem the Enoloke, and we want to know how does he get there? Has he got to Onus and Fata or anywhere else? We think at this point it means everywhere. So the Gemara says, let's say Ula learns it from Chovel. So the Gemara says, well, Chovel might be different. Now the Gemara has to consider why is Chovel different? What's the Pircha? So the Gemara has to consider the issue of Mamun Kula, Mamun Chumra, and the Pircha. So then it's very relevant, Mamun Chumra, Mamun Kula. That's where it comes up. But then the Gemara ends up arriving, according to Ula, at Tachas Tachas. So Ula gets the Gzeres Shavu. Now, you have Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lo Gavena Mishalim. Clear. How does he know that? The Gemara says, because Kedei Mishasso, Abroin Yaken. So you know the Torah dictated, what is it? When you have Malkus and Mammon, what is it that you get? Get Malkus. At this point, do we have a question? Well, why can't we learn out from Chovel? So the Rishonim already asked it. But the Rishonim gave the Teretz. What did they say? You can't wonder because we know that Malkus is what you get because the Torah taught it to us. So those are exceptions. So we never have to ask the question anymore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, about why can't you learn from Chovel? It's not a question. And even according to Ula, it's not a question. Because Ula has his makar of Tachas Tachas, according to Rashi everywhere. So that's it. That's how he gets it. Nothing to do with Chovel. And according to Tosfos, Tachas Tachas is only nugef for Onus and Mefata. And everywhere else, he has Rabbi Yochanan's drasha. What's Rabbi Yochanan's drasha? Kedei Rishasso Abayim Yaken. Tosfos later on. Daf Lamed Gimel. So there's no question anymore on the table. Why can't we learn from Chovel? So we don't have to even think about the question of Mamanu Chum Mamanu Kua. It's not relevant. We don't have to find a pircha from Chovel that you can't learn from Chovel. It's not relevant. So the only thing that's really relevant for the Rambam is the following. That which the Torah said, the Feresh Rib Satorah, that Chovel gets Mammon and not Malkus, is it because of the fact that the Torah wants you to have that Tashkumi Chavola, nothing doing, you have to have that Tashkumi Chavola, we're not going to push it aside? Or does, is the Torah saying that the Lo Yosef can't pater the Tashlum Chaval? Is it a function of the Mammon of Chavala or the Lav of Lo Yosef? But that issue is not in any way a function of Mammon Chumamul Kula. It's a question in its own right. And for that, you have the Sugya and Dafalit Lamed Hay that tells us that if you have Lo Yosef without a Shavaputa, Chaval without a Shavaputa, Lo Yosef with Hezek Mammon, that you pater the Mammon. So what do you see? That the Xeris HaKasab of Chovel is a function of the Lav of Lo Yosef or the Tashlumi Chaval? What do you see from the Gemara? No? Tashlumi Chaval. So Rav has a right to say, therefore, in the case of Yom Kippur, you're going to pay and not get Malkus. So there's no longer a question about where the Rambam have a right to Mimachriya, the Shaila of Mammon Luchuma, Mammon Lukula. He doesn't have to be machriya that shayla. That shayla is no longer relevant. That doesn't have to be the what's feeding the question anymore. Because that question is a moot question. Once the Gemara runs its course, and once the Gemara brings tachas tachas fa'ula, and brings Rav Yochanan, that he has a gzeras akasuv of lovein mishalim, and Chovel is the exception, then no longer do we have to ask ourselves, why not learn from Chovel? And now we have to figure out what the pircha is, and that pircha is going to depend on mammon uchum, mammon uchum. That is no longer relevant. That's only relevant in the earlier point of the Gemara, when we thought that the makar for Ula was Chovel, and we had to figure out why we can't learn from Chovel. Now we don't have that question. We can't learn from Chovel because we know, aboy miyakenu kidei rishaso lo kevein mishalim. Now the question is only within Chovel itself. So what did the Torah say? So the Rambam had a Gemara, Daf Lamed Hei, that clearly shows us that what the Torah said in that halacha is that Tashlumi Chavala doesn't get pushed away. But therefore, the same way the Rambam sees in that Gemara that it's a function of the Tashlumi Chavala not getting pushed away, the Rambam can extrapolate to the case of Yom Kippur, that you'll pay and you won't get Malkus. So what I'm doing is I'm just detaching the issue from the core question that the Daflah brings it, connects it to, and that is the question of Mammon Uchum Mammon Lekula. Seemingly, that doesn't have to be resolved, and that's in order to simply go right to the issue of Chovel and what did Torah say by Chovel. That's all you need to think about. But I don't have to resolve the question Mammon Uchum Mammon Lekula. That could stand separate because I don't have to try to learn from Chovel anymore. Anyway, that's a thought. But the basic approach, the basic outline is the Haflah, and it's alluded to B'Kivegar as well, in Shulchan Aruch, and it's on the side of the Pesuk Rambam. And again, the Midrash Chinuch quotes the Haflah. But this is the very fascinating Rambam that applies the notion of the first books of Torah to a case of a Malkus other than Chovel. And again, this seemingly is what you see in the Rambam, that the halacha of the first books of Torah is based on the Tashlumei Chavala not getting patterned. And it could be the Rambam goes well with what you see in the Gemara Lamed Hei, that Lo Yosef will in fact patter other Tashlumei. Because it's what the Torah said was that the Tashlumei Chavala can't be exempted. Point of law, it ties into the Gemara of the Monokum and Monokula, and what the Pircha was. And that's where we're not 100% sure that has to necessarily tie in. But that's one piece of this. Yeah, questions? Anybody? Yeah, before. Eitan.
My question on the Rambam is predicated on the fact that you get Malkus, it's the Malkus of Yom Kippur that you're getting.
Yes.
But why is it not Malkus of Tolkien?
Maybe it is also.
Right.
So you're quite right. In other words, once...
To the contrary, one second.
You don't mean that. You mean in the case of Lamed Hei, you mean?
No, I'm saying
if you have, you're asking like, okay, maybe with it. If you're going to have, okay, so I won't say what you didn't say. All right, so come back to what you're asking. Yeah, the case of the Rambam. So you're not going to get Malkus of Yom Kippur. You want to know what about Chovel?
No,
of course not. No, you're paying. So now you're paying Chavala damages, so how could you get Malkus of Chovel? Sure not. Go ahead.
I mean, is that when you're saying
Eidolot and Mishalim,
is that right?
Yeah.
So you would have gotten the Malkus of both of them. How much, like, what would you get?
Eidolot and Mishalim means that you get Logav Eidolot. In which case?
If you do Chavala on Yom Kippur.
I don't mean anything.
At the end of the day, according to the Rambam, you're going to only pay. So then,
no, I'm saying if there was no din of Inalokim,
okay, so then it could, yeah, so if there was no din of Inalokim, no din of the first groups of Torah,
yeah,
then what? Then you should have a Malkus for Yosef and a Malkus for Yom Kippur.
You get both. Okay.
Yeah, but I thought you were maybe getting at. I'm just going to tell you what you can think about. Mashallah, and this, we'll get to this probably later down the Amud with the Tosis, and I think we'll get to this. But at least think about it. In a case of the Gemara, where you caused hezek on the garments of the person at the time that you did a hakah sheva shavaputa. So what does the Gemara say? That you pater for tashlumin. So now what? So now what? What would be? You get Malkus. Yeah? You get Malkus. Let's say you did it on Yom Kippur. What? So?
2 cents of Malkus.
You get a Malkus for Yom Kippur too? No? We'll see. Yosef.
When the Rambam says Hakol Chutz V'Yachobo, so what does it mean Hakol? Because seemingly we also find the Gemara first that there's also Rifsa Torah by
Zomim. Yeah, the Rambam is discussing Chobel here, so he talks about Chobel.
So he just meant Hakol Chutz
V'Yachobo. Yeah, because that's the exception that's relevant for us. Yeah, Aaron.
If you, for the case of the Gemara, if it was Chavala Gidei Shokruta, would you still be Potter for the Nezek, or would you be Chayav for the Nezek?
So what do you have if it was a Shavaputa? Good. So this is a good question. What are you saying? So what would be there?
So then the
so then you have to pay
For the Chavala.
Good.
And then the Malkus.
Part of the Malkus.
Right. But the Nezek, is the Nezek still Pater because there was a Fee of
so
Malkus?
So that's also a good question. Good. All this has to be discussed. Good. It's a good question. Right. One more issue. Yeah, go ahead.
Is it possible to look at the Rambam learns that the Pasuk describing the Tashlumei Chavala is it possible that that's support for the idea that Rambam holds that the Tashlumei Chavala is more chamor, like the fact that that's where basically the Hafla is going.
You know, it's because he ties everything together, so he says that it's the Mammon being Mochamor and the Pircha being Tashlumei Chavala. And the Rambam's psak is based on that assumption. Yeah, I mean, that the Rambam is willing to give the din that you pay and you don't get Malkus, even when the Malkus is coming through a different lav, that indicates that the Rambam, it all lines up. The Rambam holds the Mammon is Mochamer, and the Pircha would be Chamisha Dvarim, and the point is that the Mammon doesn't get exempted because of the Malkus, and therefore it doesn't matter what Malkus. Yeah. There's one important point that we're going to get to more when we see the Tosis further down the Amud, but I'll mention it now. It's in the Minchas Chinuch, and it's Negei Pashup Shat in the Gemara, so you can't miss it. This is a very, just a Pshat question, very much rooted, embedded in the Sugya. Again, we're going to have to wait more until we get to the Tosis Yishanim down, further down the Amud. But the Minchas Chinuch, if you saw it, you realize it's the paragraph toward the bottom of the page, the Ach Kasha. Look at that paragraph. It's mamish a pellet, this question. What does the Gemara say according to Rabbi Yochanan? What's the answer to the two Mishnais, the Mishnah Malkus and the Mishnah Ksuvus? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Kan the Asrubei, Kan the Lo Asrubei. That solves everything, right? How we resolve the Stira? In Malkus, Habala Choso gets Malkus. In Ksuvus, Chavtes, Habala Choso pays. So what's the answer, says Rabbi Yochanan? It's all Choso Naira. Kan ba'asrube, in other words, Mishnah Malkus is with Hasra, so the rule is Lo Kaveinu Mishali. Lo Kaveinu Mishali. And what's the Mishnah over here? The Lo Asrube, so there's no Malkus to Pata the Mama. And the Mishnah Malkus is perfect, right? Perfect. Why? Because it's Hasra for the Malkus. So therefore you Malkus will Pata the Mama. What mammon is at stake here? There's mammon of knas, but we saw in the beginning of the sugya with Ula. What other mammon has to be considered in the case of onus?
Moshe
Subagam. Now, Boshitz of Pagam is a function of what type of a tashumin? That's Chovel. Whoa. Now, Chovel has a halacha of the first ribs of Torah, Mishalem Bein Aloka. So how is Rav Yochanan out of the woods? How can Rav Yochanan say that what? That you can reconcile the Mishnah Makis by saying it's talking about Hasra, and the Makis patters the Mammon. But there's Mammon here, not just of Knas, there's Mammon of Boshes of Pagam. And by Boshes of Pagam, the first ribs of Torah. So if we don't accept the Rambam, we have a simple answer. No? What's the answer without the Rambam? It's a different love. The Feresh Rib Satorah of Chovel is that you pay for Chovel, Mammon, and you don't get Malkus for what love? For Chovel of Yosef. But beyond that, once you start discussing another love, so then there's no halach of the Feresh Rib Satorah, then that other love will have Malkus or part of the Mammon. So if the Rambam was not correct about Yom Kippur, then Rav Yochanan is very good in our Gemara. All he has to say is the Mishnah Makis is Asrubei, and that patters the Mammon. What Mammon? The Knas and the Chavala in the case, the Moshe Supergala in the case. It all gets exempted because of the Mammon. What's the problem according to the Rambam? We have Moshe Supergam here too. Moshe Supergam is Chavala. And the Rambam says that if the first rib Torah of Chovel, the Tashlumin, is that you pay for the Tashlumin Chavala, and you don't get Malkus not just for the love of Lo Yosef, you don't get Malkus for some other love either. So how can Rav Yochanan walk away from this contradiction and simply say, oh, very good, the rule is Lokav and Mishalem, and Chovel is different, and Izam is different, and the Mishnah Malkus is good, Asperate. So the Malkus will part of the Mammon. Rav Yochanan, you don't have just Mammon of Knas. You have Mammon of Boshes of Pagam. And what is that? That's Chavallah. And Chavallah, the rule is Mishal Ben Aloka. And the Rambam says that means that even in the face of a different love, the Mammon will part of the Malkus, not the Malkus part of the Mammon. So how can you simply say Asur Bey and the Malkus part is the Mammon, but you have Mammon of Chavallah in the Mishnah? Yeah?
I think you said day one that it's not so clear whether Boshes of Pagam is from
Ah, okay. This is why I say we have to wait for the Tosfos later on. When I read the Rashi. So there's one of two ways, seemingly, that you can get wiggle out of this. One is to simply dismiss the Rambam, cash on the Rambam. In other words, Boshes of Pagam is perfect Chavala, but it's only a fair strips of Torah on Chavala vis-a-vis the Lo Yosef. Okay? So then any other Malkus will pat to that moment as well. Or, it's suggesting now, this we have to elaborate more about, is that perhaps the notion of Boshes of Pagam is not ordinary Chavala. It doesn't have that din of Feresh Rib Satorah. It's a halach of Chavala, but it's a different, unique din of Chovel. It's not the Chovel that we're discussing in a classic sense. We have to know what that means exactly. The other possibility is what the Ibn Cheskinuch says, is that Rav Yochanan will get around that by being making no kint in the Mishnah, there's no Boshes of Pagam. Why? Shota. Yeah. But it doesn't say that in the Gemara. That's the paragraph that you have here. Ach kasha, you take a look with me. The Rav Yochanan mukia mishnah dekan below asubei, ubemakis mari ba asubei, the sovem milki lucky kim vorsham, umai mahani amada asubei. What is it going to gain from me? Hachay b'shayim boshes upegam v'im kein hechloke. The al karchach tzarchu uknei hamishnah demakis b'shota v'gam b'lechav boshes upegam, and that's the more never would have the kasha of Yochanan haikav boshes upegam. But then, why does he have to say, Lo Asrube? If it's talking about by a Shota, there's no Boshes of Pagam. Why have to say, Lo Asrube? Just say that the Mishnah by us in Ksuvis is talking about our Shota. And that's why there'll be Knas. You don't need Lo Asrube. Let it be Asrube in our Mishnah too. It be Asrube, but you're not going to get the Malkus because the Mammon patters the Malkus. And if the Mammon patters the Malkus, then there should even be Knas as well. Because if the Boshes of Pagam patters the Malkus, then you should get Knas too. There's no Malkus to patter the Mammon. That's his cheshbon he goes on with. So basically, it sounds like the Rambam is not correct that it came in Vorbe Favors, the Malkus patters the Boshes of Pagam. Kiva the Hulav Nosaf, Lolav the Chavol, Milki Laki Potim Itashuma, the Inga Harich, the Kindi the Rambam, Svichim Iyun. Again, what the Achronim want to say in response is we have to explain it, but the boshes who pagam of ones mefata is not stam chavala, and therefore it won't necessarily have this halacha b'feish rivs Torah. That's the other piece of all of this. Okay, so that is one very interesting inyan. The other inyan that we'll deal with tomorrow is another, again, it's a yisodistic inyan, which I think it's worth mentioning right now before we do the Tosfos in. That's the Kiv'egos that I gave you. It's a Tosfos in Yevamos. The question of timing of Kamid Rav Mineh in terms of Hara and Gemar Bia, and how could the Gemara assume that there's going to become Rav Mineh here? Seemingly, there's a different point that's Mechayev in Knas than that's Mechayev in Malkus, and maybe therefore we should not apply Kamid Rav Mineh, and that's Big Arichas in the Abdama of the Pnei Yeshua from the son-in-law. The Kiv'egos quotes it, and a lot of different pieces of this. We'll try to do that tomorrow. Aaron, I want to leave a little time for maybe a little discussion, but Aaron, please, your word.
Gemara itself says that the reason for why Mamul Dimor Chomer is because it has Hamisha Dvarim.
Yeah.
So, as in, wouldn't it, there's only two Dvarim here. So, is it that the Chomer from the
Yeah, so, that? So the good question, it's a good question, and then Ms. Dumbo, who asked, a few people discuss it, the Shita probably has it. The partial answer is that in general, there's chamishim lenoda. Not that here there is, but in general, you can have chamishim. That's probably the easy answer. But your question is a good one. Okay.